Bruchim Abayim to the 11th and continuing series of Shiurim on the Yud Gimel Ikur of the Rambam, 13 Principles of Maimonides. And the last two times we've spoken about the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu, the divorce Moshe Rabbeinu. And we're going to continue on that because there's, obviously a lot more to speak about. The Rambam, as we've seen, writes clearly that Moshe Rabbeinu achieved the highest intellectual level of any person who had ever lived before him and of any person who will live after them. That's what the Rambam says in the seventh principle. And this is clearly the, right, the Rambam says this in, right, amazes many places, but I wanted to actually focus on with the Rambam, what is this level of intellect that the Rambam speaks about. The level of intellect we mentioned yesterday is even though Moshe Rabbeinu is the person who received the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nonetheless the level of intellect which Moshe Rabbeinu achieved is something which is an intellectual view of the world, a perception of the world, which is not only limited to the mitzvahs. The Rambam makes this pretty clear in chapter 54, at the end of volume 3 of the Maran Avuchim, where he lists actually Chachma as being a perfection higher than that of the mitzvahs, most of the mitzvahs, except for perhaps the Merchashim and Okecha. But actually, a understanding of this intellectual level is actually provided in chapter 54 of volume 1 in the Guide, in the Maran Avuchim, Perek Nun Dalet, Chelek Aleph Perek Nun Dalet, and in the Schwartz edition, this the chapter begins at 130, and we continue at 131. So Moshe Rabbeinu, once again in the famous dialogue in Parshas Kisisa, Moshe Rabbeinu of course says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Hoydianina as drachecha." Okay, he wanted to know the ways which HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with people in the world. I mean, Chazal say, Moshe Rabbeinu wants to know why he's a tzaddik v'raloi, why is your misfortune to tzaddikim, to the righteous, Rosh v'tovloi, why do the Rishayim, the wicked people seem to prosper? And when he asked this question, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give it an answer. After that, right, and I'm reading from here, page 131, Achreichen bikesh la'azik tzatzmusu yis'ale. After that, Moshe Rabbeinu asked for something which is actually, made a stronger request. Haninas kvaydecha. I guess he wanted to see God of himself. So, says the Rambam, v'nena ba'ashel ha'bakasha rishayna. So he wasn't, on the second request that he made, he wasn't granted. L'soch ha'l'rasis panai. You can't see my face, and of course that's the famous negative theology of the Rambam, which we've spoken about. The Rambam says Moshe better, right? On the other hand, though, what about Hodianos Drachecha? Show me your ways. So Kodesh Baruch Hu answers him and says, Ani Ave Kol Tuvi Apanecha. I'm going to show you all of my goodness. What does this mean? V'il Devarat. I'm reading now from the Schwartz edition, page 131. This is the third paragraph. Ve'ilu devora, that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu called Tuvi, Roim zim shi'tzig lefalez anantzoim kula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him the entire, all of reality. He showed him all of physical reality. Right? Like it says, in Bereishis, Vayalu kimis kol asher ozu v'nei toiv ma'oit. That's called Tuvi lefanecha. Behitzig lefanev, what does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him all of reality? Says the Rambam, Kavanasi, Shehisik Estivam, Viskashusam Zebazet. Moshe Rabbeinu saw the grand unified field theory, both of the four forces of physics and also biology too. He showed him Estivam, the nature of everything in the world, Viskashusam Zebazet, how they're all connected. Kach Shehu Yoda es Hanugat Shalakel Oisam. Therefore, he knows how the Kodesh Baruch Hu directs them, how he acts with them. Ketzedi Bechal Vaprat, how it is in general, and how it is in detail. Who haven, right? Right? Who he understood, goes on the Rambam, Moshe Rabbeinu understood, et mitzias olamo kuloi. He understood the reality of the entire world, havana amisis, a true knowledge, a true understanding of the entire world, bas kayama, which would last forever, sharei ledeos halonachonis enkium masa, because if a person has the wrong philosophy, this is sure to fall. Hasogas maizim elu efas agoso to orem is ala Hashem v'chinosum, he is ala noida. So in other words, understanding all of these things is, of course, apprehending the tayarim, the, in other words, the midas, right, the ethical nature of a Kodesh Baruch. So in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu apprehended the truth of the entire creation and its interconnection. That's in fact actually what the Rambam says. Okay? So in other words, there's no question about it that when the Rambam says that Moshe Rabbeinu achieved a level of intellect greater than any person will ever achieve in history, greater than anyone achieved before him and greater than any person will achieve afterwards, the Rambam means that he understood, he had the deepest knowledge of the entire cosmos, of all of natural reality, its interconnections. Moshe Rabbeinu apprehended the highest level of science that anyone will ever be able to apprehend. That's what the Rambam says. Okay, now, so this is clear that this is certainly the Rambam's understanding that not only this is the intellectual apprehension of Moshe Rabbeinu, but this, of course, was necessary, right, for him to be the Moisad Torah, to give the Torah. Okay. Now, lo and behold, though, this issue comes to a head in actually the revelation of the Kabbalah of the Ari. And in particular, I'm going to take a look at what the Balatanya, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Balatanya writes in the Igeres HaKodesh, right? One of the parts of the Sefer Tanya is called the Igeres HaKodesh, and it's Perak Yutes, which in the standard edition of the Tanya, which I have in front of me, is Daf Kuf Chav Zayin. Says the Balatanya, he quotes the Ari, Hine b'likute Torah shel Arizal. And it could turn the result in Parshas Kisisa. Okay, that's obviously the Parsha that we're speaking about this. Okay, and also in Parshas Vayikra. Kasiv, Kosav, the Ri writes, this is the Balatanya now quoting the Ari, Ki hasogas Moshe Rabbeinu, the apprehension of Moshe Rabbeinu, Loi hoisa b'pchinas pinimius d'chochme ilor. It was not the internal higher wisdom, right, which is called, he gives it a name in Kabbalah, which I don't know Kabbalah, he calls it Abba Datzilos, whatever that means. But Kol Shekein, and certainly Moshe Rabbeinu's apprehension, was not in the sphere of Keser, Shelamayla Mimena, which is actually above this, which is called Arichampin, but rather, in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu did not apprehend these higher worlds of wisdom, says the Ari. But rather, ki'im, rather his apprehension was b'pchinas ocharayim de chachma, was perhaps like a lower part of chachma, the back of chachma, whatever that means. Hamlubeshes b'bina b'smeshes b'zayin sfil tachtonish nikrezer anpin so the Torah b'spateshes etc. In other words, the Moshe Rabbeinu apprehended a lower part of wisdom, which garbs itself, which clothes itself within the lower world, right? V'sham haisa nevuasai, and therefore his nevuah was in these lower worlds. That's what the Ari says. Okay, it's not important to go into Kabbalistic details. I don't understand what these things mean anyway, but I'll leave that for your knowledge or understanding. Okay, now.
But you know that the existence of these upper levels, you just didn't understand them?
Wait 1 second. The Ari says that was his hasaga. Avalamaila, above these worlds, Lo haisalo shum hasaga. He had no apprehension, right, of the internal part of wisdom, the panimius, but rather the acharayim of chachma, which garbs itself within these lower things. This is what the Ari says. Okay, now, up to now the Ari. Ad kan the Ari, mikan ve'elech lebalatanya. Ulechayra, writes the Balatanya. I'm now on page 254 in the standard edition of the Tanya. Ulechayre yesh lahafli, said the Balatanya, this is incredible. Hare, Nemar, it says in the Torah, V'loi kam Novi oy b'Yisrael k'moisha. There's no Novi, right? Who were, there'll be never a prophet, any more prophet greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ech Hisig Arizal Yosef Bimenu. How could the Arizal have apprehended more than Moshe Rabbeinu? The Dorash Koma Drushim. How do we know the Arizal apprehended more than Moshe Rabbeinu? Because says the Balatanya, the Dorash Koma Drushim. Right? Bebchinas Primis Afilo Besfilos Vadrinas Rabbi Shlomal Biachol Vekesed Atzilos. The Arizal has Drushim, which speak about worlds even higher than the higher part of Chachma, of wisdom, and of Kesa, that he speaks about in detail of these worlds. So, comes the Balatanya, and he speaks about an Acha'inyan Upashut. I'm going to go a little further than the Balatanya, because I think it's important to Acha'inyan Upashut, to move on Lakol. Right? Everybody right? Sheish Hefresh Godol, there's a distinction between Hasagas Chachmas Emes Kerashvi Variza, between the apprehension of the truth of the Rashvi and the Riza. She has sagas chachma v'das, which is the apprehension of chachma v'das. Uvena sagas Moshe Rabbeinu, between the apprehension of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ushal neviya, v'nevua, right? Hamachunu b'kosu b'shem riyah mamish, which is a vision, a scene. V'reisas ha'choyrei, v'as Hashem, v'irei elav, etc., etc. Shezel derech moshe v'enu riyas ayin basa, of course to say, not a physical apprehension. Mikoma kama nishu l'doim l'moshe, k'dom v'yeh, that's basically this. He says this is galus that comes to the okay. He goes into the entire thing, and he says, right, that asogas chabe emes shaloi nigla leim havaya nelam right. Morak reishim a second time was chachma mufla chen amu chachma out of minavi, right, right. He's masik a chachma la maila maila mi madrega shukol leirin lebatim chinas is galus to the bein. In other words, somehow the asoga, the apprehension of the chachamim, is they apprehend a chachma which is lamayla, higher and higher from the levels, right? That in other words, for the levels that of the iskalos, the vision, the revelation that comes in the Neviim b'mal nevuasa. So he speaks about this. In other words, so therefore, I, once again, he goes into this in detail, explains what this is. By the way, this is not the Balatanya. Tzadik also speaks about this too in several places, but there's no question about it. In other words, if Tzaddik wants to say, I'm not sure the Balatanya says it, that Moshe Rabbeinu's apprehension means that his apprehension was much more intuitive. But in any case, right, however we want to understand this, there's no question about it, but according to the Balatanya, right, in Hachinami, the apprehension of the Arizal went to higher levels than that, to the Vuvu Moshe Rabbeinu. I should mention that Rav Tzaddik adds somewhere that in fact that this is from the standpoint of the Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu was possible of apprehending levels of Chachma higher. Right, Machshavas Charetz. But nonetheless, in terms of his Nevuah, which is of course Teren Mitzvahs, that is a lower level of apprehension. Okay, now, so it's interesting, this is where the Baal is. Now, what I wanted to take note that it seems to me that this understanding of the relationship of the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu to the Arizal, which appears in the Balatanya, is in fact challenged by none other than the Nefesh HaChayim, Chaim Voloshina. Of course, Chaim Voloshina is not telling us who he's challenging, but as with much of the Nefesh HaChayim, if not most of the Nefesh HaChayim, being a de facto commentary in Perush on the Tanya, it's clear that what he says in Shah Aleph Perek Tezvav is coming, in fact, to take issue, strong issue, with this, certainly with what the Balatanya says. Is he taking issue with the Ari? I'm not sure. He doesn't quote the Ari. He doesn't offer a new interpretation of the Ari. In any case, Rav Chaim Voloshin begins Perek Tezvav, Nefesh HaChayim, speaking about this three parts of a person's what's called his general neshama, which is nefesh, ruach, and neshama, right? The lowest level of the neshama, nefesh, and there's he makes a parable. A person blows into glass. So when the air is inside the glass, that's called the nefesh. Kodesh Baruch Hu yipak ba'afot nishmas hachayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu breathed, you know, blows air into man. So when the air is at the within man, that's called the nefesh. When the air is reaching into the mouth of man, that's called ruach. A person's neshama is always outside of him. It's in kiviyachol, the lungs of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Well, that's a person's neshama, and of course that's the pechina of what's called chachma. You love chachma. Okay, so says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, on the pechina of neshama, the pechina of neshama, he hanishima atzma shepnimius atzmusu besteros be'elam. This is the neshima itself shepnimius atzmusa, that the pnimius of it, Mr. Teres Be'elam, is hidden. And its source is kiviyachol within the breath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'en atzmus ba'us and nefesek klal l'ter guf adam. Of course, this doesn't enter at all into the physical body of a person. For adam arishin kod b'chayt zoch le'atzmus, adam arishin, before the chayt, actually had this neshama within him. And because of the chait, it left him. It was just sort of like hovering above him. That's on the barisha. Levad Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu actually had the neshama within his guf. He's called Ish Elokim. It's chayim, etc. No person ever reached this level. Maybe it could be, sparkles of light. So in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicher to this neshama, this higher level of chachma, obviously, right, within him. The entire chachma, being part of him.
How do you know this talking about chachma and not nevuah?
No, because it's clear. Bechinas ruach, bechinas. Rabbi Chaim says in several places that ruach, of course, ruach is. Neshama is always connected to chachma. He speaks about a person is chayte machshava. That's the pchina of neshama. What's he saying here? He's arguing about a tanya. Chas v'shalom. One shouldn't think that there was any part of neshama which is chachma that was beyond Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, what Rabbi Chaim is saying is the reason that people cannot apprehend aspects of chachma is because their neshama, their chachma is hidden within nishmas piv, within the breath of Yochav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because of that they can apprehend this, except after the other barisha. But Moshe Rabbeinu had the entire neshima of HaKadosh Baruch Hu within him, which means comes Yari and is arguing, certainly on the Balatanya. That's not true. There's no bechina, there's no aspect, there's no dimension of the higher wisdom, which is beyond Moshe, hidden from Moshe Rabbeinu. So I see from this, why is this important for us? For a very simple reason. The question is, what is the role of the Ari with respect to Torah and Mitzvahs? The Nefesh HaChaim goes on in Shara Aleph and says that even though the Avos HaKadoshim of Avos Yitzchak Yaakov perceived spiritual worlds and acted on those worlds sometimes in ways in which would appear to be a contradiction to the Torah which was given at Sinai, says as Yaakov Avinu married two sisters. He says, once the Torah was given, therefore no one, Chas V'Shalom, right, can possibly, in fact, actually, act based upon them, right? If it in any way contradicts the Torah that was revealed at Sinai. And he says, and he writes here in Perachav Beis, Ki tamei mitzvahs atachlisam, lo yinez galo adayin l'shabadam ba'olam. What I revealed to any person, he says, even to my Shabbat, even to my Rishon, and then he speaks about the Turk and Deutsche, etc., etc. And he's, and then at the final end of Shah Aleph, he takes on the Ari and says, Rashbi and the Ari, right? People should be mizboina on this, should think about it. How far, you know, in what ways that his actions affect the worlds, right? And he should draw inspiration from this, the kaimis and mitzvahs, right? Betachlis adiktu vein v'yira, but certainly, that's only enough kamina. In other words, the Ari wrote based upon his Kabbalah, Kavanas, and the mitzvahs, but in other words, Rav Shachaim understood that the purpose of these were not that a person should actually think through them, but rather a person should draw inspiration from them. Because if a person would act upon them, then it might be that, as has been brought up by the Paiskim, there's a Devar Marukim, that in fact actually there are things which seem to, in a certain sense, appear to be not in accordance with the revealed Torah in the Halacha. So in other words, I think that this is really, in other words, here Reb Chaim V'Loshen is, in fact, taking very strong issue, certainly with the Balat Tanya, maybe even with the Ari, or at least interpreting the Ari differently. The Ari spoke about these things to inspire people, but in fact, actually, certainly, there's nothing that the Ari revealed that Moshe Rabbeinu, right, did not apprehend. And if the Ari just speaks about things, that's only to inspire people. It's not coming, that it's not an apprehension in a sense, perhaps with Reb Chaim V'Loshen, that a person should act in accordance with it when it comes within a halacha context. I think really that's what Nefesh HaChaim is saying. Yeah.
Is this the same idea that any chiddush that comes around today is only has its source by Moshe Rabbeinu, that there's no...
That might be. Certainly he would... I mean, he doesn't say that, but certainly in Hamad, you testament based in Megillah, but much called Tabin Vosuk Yochol L'Chadesh. Now, of course, one would say that maybe that's speaking about chiddushim and halacha, but... In other words... It could possibly be that what anyone's bechadish in any aspect of Torah, any after chachma, would be from Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, but in other words, yeah.
You could also say that he was shown it, but not necessarily was he able to. When we see that he was sitting in the shir of Rabbi Akiva, and it was fine.
Okay, that's already chazal. What I'm just saying is, in other words, all we're saying is that there seems to be here a very clear machlokes dispute. I mean, that's already done in Kabbalah. That's already in Nigla. But I'm saying is, but be that as it may. Whatever Chazal knew by then, there's nothing clear about it, that it's clear that Reb Chaim V'Loshen is coming to take very strong issue with the Balat Tanya, and perhaps with the Ari, even though he seems to be interpreting, maybe he'll interpret the Ari a different way, but this is what the Reb Chaim V'Loshen is saying. Yeah.
Rav Tribbetz once quoted Reb Chaim V'Loshen's Hakdama to Tzafet Esneyasa.
Yeah.
Where he's defending the Balat, he says the Balat Tanya accused the Grav not taking the Arizal all that seriously, and he defends the grounds that he did take him seriously, but in fact it sounds like there was a very big discrepancy between the way
all Reb Chaim understood
the Arizal and...
No, Reb Chaim V'Loshen did, in other words, if you read that Dhamma very, very carefully, all Reb Chaim does is that the Arizal had tremendous respect for the Arizal, but it doesn't mean he couldn't argue. He doesn't say that.
Who says he can't argue an Arizal?
No. The Balat Tanya writes in a very famous letter to his Hasidim, that the Gaon didn't believe that the Ari's Torah came from Elyon Navi, maybe one or two things, and that's it. They came from his Chachma. So therefore the Gaon felt that he could argue on him. Okay? The Reb Chaim V'Loshen, in his Hakdama to the Safed Esneyasa, right, writes about the Gaon's reverence for the Ari, and it's clearly a reaction to this letter. And he says that whenever the guy would mention the Ari, he would tremble. Fine, he had respect for the Ari. But he doesn't say, Chas v'shalom, the guy never felt he couldn't argue on the Ari. Yeah.
The Rav was in the middle of saying that the nafkamina is what the role of the Arizal could be.
In halachic, right. In other words, according to Reb Chaim V'Loshen, the Ari's Kabbalah cannot in any way undo something which is taught in the Torah Sadikla. That would be the nafkamina. There are many things in the Ari which appear to be, I wouldn't say a contradiction to halacha, but not in complete accordance with halacha. This is something which is spoken about by the Poskim. We, you know, many cases like this. I mean, the famous machlekas of the Chazon Ish, and the going over the Yud and the Tzaddik of the Ari, or for example, even coming up to, I mean, a few months before Pesach, you know, the arrangement of the Seder plate, in which the Ari argues purely on the Rabbah, you know, the Rabbah is based upon the concept of Ma'avir and Allah Mitzvahs. I mean, there are many places, there's a list of all these places, what the Ari seems to be saying, which seems to be somehow in a little bit contrary to the Terah HaNigla. So it's clear here that Rav Chaim, so in other words, if you say the Ari and the Hasagah, the Moshe Rabbeinu, so the Chanami.
But you would only have to, in order to say that the Ari could modify in some way the halacha, all you have to say is that he was a bigger chacham than Moshe.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying though, if you say Ari had Hasagah higher than Moshe Rabbeinu, so you could say you could argue.
No, it's not the chacham.
Whatever it is.
The Rambam
says that Moshe Rabbeinu reached the highest level of chacham than anyone will ever reach.
No, the Rambam holds that chacham, through chacham, you could. That's how you modify halacha through chacham.
No, but Moshe Rabbeinu is the highest level of chacham.
The Rambam says that.
Yeah, that's in the seventh Ikkar.
The greatest Hasag of Seichel
is Mashal the Rambam. The greatest Hasag of Seichel, that's very important. And the Rambam is Mashal like this here too.
Do we see in the Baal Tanya that he groups Moshe Rabbeinu with the other Nevi'im?
No, Chas V'Shalom.
You mentioned that it's a...
Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest apprehension of Nevuah, but the Arizal's apprehension is higher.
And the Baal Tanya is masking to this?
Yes, I mean, he explains it, but at the end he's masking to that. Yes, the Arizal says like that. Okay, in other words, there's no question about it. Rambam understood this, that we have here a clear. Now, what I want to do is...
I don't find anyone in Kabbalah that I know about. That some, based on some Kabbalistic principle, we're trying to overturn some deraisa that Moshe Rabbeinu presented us with. It's always like deciding on a Tereshav Alpeh between... take the sheep.
Well, not if you look at the Chazon Ish rites and about regarding the Tzaddik. The Ari Tzaddik, backward Tzaddik, what he writes about. This is the Gemara speaks. The Gemara speaks about how a person's bet should be. I mean, there's a machlok is the Zoya, and then the Gemara, the Ari passes like the Zoya.
So would you say that the Ari in that case is being chayuk on Moshe Rabbeinu?
He's being chayuk on the Teres HaNigla. If you say the Teres HaNigla is part of the Vua Moshe Rabbeinu, then that's what seems to be.
No, but it's a machlok, isn't it?
Okay, this is something that's spoken about this. And, in other words, it's clear, in other words, this is a... You know, this. In other words, the Goyen actually, you know, ruled like the Gemara. I'm just saying is that is clear. I mean, there's much ink that's built on this, that there are many places where the Ari's Kabbalah appears to argue upon the Teres HaNiglalan, the things in the Halacha, which ultimately come from Moshe Rabbeinu.
I mean, because he passes like Roshim Bar Yochai when others don't. That means that he's arguing.
No, that's not even like Roshim Bachai. I mean, in Ma'avir and Mitzvahs, everybody's minded too, but the Ari say the plate is different. I mean, there are many places where the Ari comes in contrast to this. I mean, look at the Chazon Ish writes about the Ari's Tzaddik. He's clearly arguing on the Halacha. Right, in other words, much in because of both of that, I'm sure that there are people who say he's not really arguing this and that. Is that important? The important thing is that we see clearly the Nefesh HaChayim, right, clearly understood the Baal HaTanya is implying that, and wrote with Rabbi Nevuah Shemeshu. Now, I would like to say something interesting, is that the Rav Chaim Volozhiner, speaks about Adam HaRishon. As well as Moshe Rabbeinu, and Rav Chaim Volozhiner says that actually the only two people whose neshama was actually inside their bodies was Adam HaRishon and was Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what Chaim Volozhiner says.
What is that?
He says this in Perek Tezvav of Shar Aleph.
But then it came out again.
What?
But then it came out again?
But it came out. After the Chedah came out again. After the Chedah, it was Mustalik from him. But Moshe Rabbeinu got it back. I mean, at least got the Shema back into his good. Even though he does say that the Tamei HaMitzvahs, he does write about the Tamei HaMitzvahs, Atachlisam, were not revealed to anyone, even not to Moshe Rabbeinu, Rak Adam HaRishon before the Chet. In other words, Adam HaRishon was the highest intellect in history before the Chet. After the Chait, Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest intellect. There's the Shamas within his body. It would appear, though, that somehow, for some reason, other Moshe was on a high level before the Chait. That's what he says. Now, I would like to, with this, I would like to present something from the Leshen on the Chait of Adam HaRishon. And perhaps the Leshem at the end of the Sefer Deya has what's called the Drush Eitz Hadas. And there he speaks about the Chait of Adam HaRishon. It's page 289 in the Sefer Deya. Actually, he speaks about Chait of Rishon in several other places, and he has an entire Hadam introduction to this. And the Leshem here is speaking about what exactly was the. He's bothered by several questions. One question is, well, how could he say it? How could he be Chaita? That's the first question of the Leshem. He speaks about that too. But then he speaks about, and he goes deeply into this, exactly what was the Chait. So, what I want to do is that I want to go to what's called Simon Gimel, which is page 290. And there are many Simonim, Leshem, Kedaka, Bakaydish, has tremendous Arichas, tremendous Bekiyas, and Chazal, Zoyas, everything. It's spectacular, like everything else he writes. And in Simon Gimel, he speaks about the Chait of the Eitz Hadas. Okay? So, let me read you what the Leshem says. And this is very, very going to be very relevant to everything we've been speaking about. Ha'inyan da'achilas Eitz Hadas, asher hizri HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Rishon. So the achila, the eating from the Eitz Hadas, right? Which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, warned on the b'Rishon not to do. Hu kolel gimel devarim. Includes three things, says Elisha. Echad, number one, is actual achila mamish, actually eating. Okay? He says, explain this. Second thing, the Isra of Zivok, that based upon Zoya, the Leshem says that the Rishon was supposed to have first been with Chava, first on Shabbos, not on Erev Shabbos. I can go into that now. That's the second thing. Okay? And then Gimel. What's the third prohibition? Hu haskola vadas. It's intellectual apprehension. Which is also included Lashon of Achila. Because Achila can mean physical eating, it could be relationships, and it could also be Haskalah v'das, intellectual apprehension. He says, he brings a pasuk in Yechezkel, Echos, and Megillah Hazois, in Yishayahu. Then he brings a Shir Hashirim Rabba, Nishle Devei Teir, B'mayim, B'yayin, B'shem, V'dvash. Harei Lamu says, Rabbeinu HaLeshem, Harei Lanu, Ki Haskolav Adas, Hu Nichlo Gamken B'Loshan Achila. Apprehension, knowledge, is also included in Achila. No, so therefore, V'haya HaZohar, so what was the prohibition of being from the Eitz Hadas? Shelo Yizboinen V'Yistakel, B'Shum Inyan, Asher Yeshlo Lahara Achizaboy, that other Marishan was forbidden to reflect, to look and reflect upon anything which would have a connection with evil. La'arach is a boy. Kedei shelo yum shach l'zdakel, because he should not be brought to look. V'koyches achitzonim atzman, because based upon this, shouldn't be brought to look at the foreign powers. L'chov l'adaz b'chocheseyam, and to try to understand them ad kama shemagia. He shouldn't be enticed by them. Because the teva, the nature of a person, that what it reflects upon, whom is David boy, right? He connects with. Like the knower, the known, the act of knowledge are one and the same. It's a terrible thing. It's Mishle, etc. And the end, actually, you know, he does say afterwards, after Avada, a person has to look into explore things too, because that's after the Chait. Okay. What does this mean? What does the Lashon mean by apprehension of anything which has a connection with evil? So I want to propose what the Lashon is speaking about. I want to propose the Lashon is speaking about scientific knowledge of the world of the type that was shown to Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, well, what a claim is, according to Lashon, I think this is probably Bashman the Ramchal too, in Das Tavunas, that other Mechishon was his the job of other Mechishon was to look directly at the spiritual worlds and not to focus or delve deeply into the physical world. Because the physical world, of course, anything which is physical, this is what's called an achiza. There's a connection with evil. Other Mechishon was supposed to have apprehended the purely spiritual worlds, and with that, he would have brought the world to its perfection directly, without going through physicality. What did other Mechishon do? He decided to pursue science. He decided to focus his intellect on the physical world, which in of itself, Lashem seems to be saying in of itself, is not evil, but there's an achiza, there's a connection with evil. Once a person focuses on the underpinnings of the physical world, he can be drawn to things which are evil. So, what's interesting is, it could possibly be that what the Lashem means by this is that, in fact, the true Tamei Mitzvahs, which are in the spiritual worlds, as Rav Shechaim says, were only given to the Mechishon. After the Chet, after the sin, the deep understandings of the forces of nature, which is also, according to the Ari, a very high level of intellect. According to Lashem, is a high level of intellect. He speaks about this in the Sefer Cholam. I'm going to go right now. The Lashem certainly respected scientific knowledge. But nonetheless, Moshe Rabbeinu, right? The Chacham Moshe Rabbeinu was, according to the Rambam, right? Is exactly this scientific knowledge which on the Mechishon before the Chet pursued and consequently was drawn to sin. After the Chet, after the sin, right? So this knowledge, in a certain sense, is permitted to pursue, as the Lashem says in several places, only because, you know, man now has fallen from the level of the Mechishon. So what I want to say is that we see that it's clear to me, I'm proposing it, but it's clear to me that what the Lashem is saying is that the knowledge that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, this deep knowledge of the physical world, was exactly represents the chait of Adam HaRishon, and as a consequence of this, it is true that Chochma was within, you might agree with that, is that the Chochma was in the Guf of Moshe Rabbeinu, but in this sense, in the sense that, in other words, after the Chet of Adam HaRishon, in other words, Adam HaRishon had a Hasag of the time mitzvahs that would now be good to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what I would, now, of course, the Lashon does speak about Vuh Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't understand Moshe Rabbeinu had a Hasag, at least intuitive Hasag of higher worlds. What I'm saying is that the Lashon's Shita, general Shita, is that, you know, the Rambam is before the Tzimtzum. He says this right on the Ari is after the Tzimtzum. But we see clearly is that the Lashem is categorizing the Chachma of the Rambam as being the sin of Adam HaRishon, right, before the Chet. And this is how the Lashem understands it. So, in other words, we can understand the Rambam's understanding of Moshe Lexel's intellectual apprehension according to the Lashem as in the context of the Chet of Adam HaRishon. I think that's what the Lashem wants to say.
Where does that leave the Arizal according to the Lashem?
He speaks about that. I don't want to go into it right now. I'm going to go with the rest. There's another take on Moshe Rabbeinu too. But I just want to mention this thing here, that this is the, I think this is the Biel of the Tamei Mitzvahs that the Rav Shechaim is speaking about. That's the, what he speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu is a long thing on Moshe Rabbeinu. This is not the, I don't want to go into this right now.
According to Nevi Shachai, Moshe Rabbeinu was higher than Adam Rishon after the Chet, but Elishim was not.
According to Nevi Shachai, what were you saying about?
Moshe's Chachma
was not as high as Adam Rishon. No, it was never higher. It was not as high. No, it was not higher than Rishon before the Chet.
According to
Nevi Shachai,
right. It was higher than Adam's after the Chet.
Right.
And according to the Elishim.
According to the Nefesh HaChayim,
yes,
Moshe Rabbeinu is not correct. There was no aspect of Chachma that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't apprehend, except for the Avrisha before the Chet. But that was not revealed to anybody. Okay? And all I'm saying is that that's what the Nefesh HaChayim says. So therefore, how could it possibly be that Moshe Rabbeinu's intellectual apprehension, right, was not as great as other Avrisha before the Chet? So I'd say the Biel, it says, is in the Leshen. That the other Rishon looked to understand deeply the connection of everything in the physical world, right? Which the Rambam defines, in fact, actually as being the intellectual presence of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Leshem identifies that with the Chet of other Rishon. In other words, this intellectual apprehension of Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the Rambam, the Leshem identifies with the Chet of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, now after the Chet, Moshe Rabbeinu, probably
perceived.
After the Chet of Adam Rishon, so Moshe Rabbeinu probably, according to Leshem, he apprehends spiritual things too. But I'm just saying is that it's interesting is that this which the Rambam identifies with Moshe Rabbeinu as the Chet of Adam Rishon, which means what I'm really saying, I guess I'll say it explicitly, is that in a certain sense, the pursuit of scientific truth, which for the Rambam is the essence of the voice of Moshe Rabbeinu, is understood by the Leshem as being the reason for the Chet of Adam HaRishon. That's what the Leshem is saying. Yeah.
Can I connect this into what we talked about last week?
Yes.
Which is that the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu needed this level of total intellectual awareness is to enable him to be the start of this process of hermeneutics.
Right.
Okay.
Right. That's clearly in the Rambam.
Right. And therefore...
Because the Rambam, by the way, I want to read, why is it clear in the Rambam? Because in chapter 54, the Rambam leads intellectual perfection is being higher than that of almost all of the mitzvahs. Yeah.
Right. So we're not really talking in this forum as so much about the scientific side of it, but the hermeneutical side of it. So what does this have to say about Adam Arishan's relations with hermeneutics and his method of connecting with God? It seems to be that this was something of an Aveira at the time.
Maybe. Could be. Adam Arishan was... Look, we're speaking about things we don't understand, but I'm saying is... I'm not sure. I mean, there is a Gemara that says that the Kodesh Baruch Hu shon Adam Arishan dor dor v'dor shav. Which you could interpret in many ways. You could interpret that he had all some total knowledge, so there was no hermeneutics involved. I mean, Adam Arishan's... his goal, in other words, his job was not hermeneutics. Hermeneutics begins after the Chet of Adam Arishan. So that's, that's in that sense, you could say it like that. But I'm saying is that, this is, all I'm doing is explaining what the Nefesh HaChayim meant. I'm not going to,
Is there
a thing
there's
machlokes between Lashon and Rambam? I'm pretty sure there is also the Lashon and Rambam. Yeah, but
the content of Moshe Rabbeinu's intellect
has
enabled his apprehension of Kol Teir Kula, which is L'chairo.
Right. For sure the Lashem, look, there's not a, for sure he's arguing, because if he regards this as the Chet of the Rishon, so, it's not what the Rambam says, he'll reach a greater intellect than anyone, including other Barishan. I would imagine, according to the Rambam, even Barishan does not reach a level of Barishan than Moshe Rabbeinu. He doesn't speak about the Barishan like that. The Rambam says Moshe Rabbeinu reached a level of intellectual rationality greater than anyone who came before him, anyone after him. That includes other Barishan. The Lashem is claiming that this is the Chet of other Barishan, Moshe Rabbeinu's intellectual apprehension. So, in that sense, the Lashem is arguing on the Rambam.
It's not a subtle
machlokes. But that's what he's arguing. I'm just saying it's interesting is that this gap between Adam Rishon before the Chet and Moshe Rabbeinu's Asak and Rav Shachayim is filled in by the Lashem.
Why is it clear to the Rav that the source of Ra and the source of evil for the Lashem must be the physics?
What, is it the spiritual world?
I think it is.
I would say that the source of evil is physicality. I think everybody would agree with that. The source of evil is physicality.
Isn't it, in Hasidus you have, it could be some kind of apprehension of choice, of man's choice, of man's.
But it's a lachiz in physical. If man, the angels don't say. It's a lachiz. Any ra evil has a connection only with something which is physical. If we're not physical, there's not possible to sin.
But within physical, there might be.
There might be good too. Echanami, right? But I'm just saying this. But it has a lachiz in it. There's an achiz in it. That's what I'm saying. In other words, look, if Elisha would have said he looked into God, it's one thing. He didn't say that. He looked into anything whether a rat could have an achiz. Look, this is my understanding of Elisha, but I think that there's no alternative understanding of Elisha. Okay? Okay, anyway. There's a lot to speak about here, but I think we're going to leave things as such before we enter the things we shouldn't be speaking about. But in any case, but I think we have here a interesting panorama or a historical understanding of where Moshe Rabbeinu's intellectual apprehension is in relationship to how it was understood in the other generations. But I think with this we're going to conclude with the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu. The next principle, which is the eighth principle, is Terem and HaShamayim. And that's here the Rambam Shita, the Rambam's understanding, is fleshed out fully in this principle. It's after Moshe Rabbeinu, I think it's the longest principle. I think what I would suggest that people should look at for next week's Shira would be actually the very importantly, the Sheresh Sheni of the Rambam. Sheresh Sheni of the Rambam, which he speaks about the drashas, what is from Moshe Rabbeinu, what is not from Moshe Rabbeinu, what is Ben HaShemayim, what is not Ben HaShemayim, and we'll speak about we'll try to understand the Sheresh Shemini, the eighth principle, in the light of what the Rambam says throughout in the Mishnah Torah, the Shoroshes Hefa Mitzvahs, and exactly what the Rambam understands to be Torah Ben HaShamayim. That will be Mitzvah Shem next week, okay? For an undisclosed place, we shall learn Rakodesh. Have a good week.